Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks so much for being here tonight. Before we get started, I want to mention that tomorrow night I'll be reading a wonderful story about a shepherd named Daniel on Get Sleepy Premium. It's a great story for sleep, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So be sure to sign up and tune in. Get Sleepy Premium is our supporters feed. By joining, you get a bonus episode each week, access to our entire back catalogue, and everything is ad-free. So you can get a good night's rest every night. Sign up at getsleepy.com/support or just follow the link in the show notes. Tonight's story is narrated by Nadine. We'll wander through a bamboo forest and quaint alleys on our way to sleep. So I hope that all is well in your world. And I hope you feel comfortable and ready to settle down for the night. As you listen to my voice, let your focus come to this very moment. The past is the past, and the future is for another day. Tonight, you are here in your bed, getting ready to hear a soothing bedtime story. So, as we usually do, you can begin to slow your breathing down. Find a pace that is just right for you, and that allows you to focus your attention on the here and now. And as you breathe that bit deeper, scan over your body, noticing how each part feels as you go. From the tips of your toes, up through your legs, your hips and waist, through your upper body, your arms and hands too, and all the way to the top of your head. And now, in your own time, scan back down from head to toe. Take your time and really pay attention to the different sensations. Any areas of tension, and those areas that feel nice and relaxed. And with each deep breath, notice how your stomach and chest rise and fall, and your body becomes heavier, sinking further into the soft, supportive mattress below. this is where you are right now, and it is the perfect place to be. So feel content for the here and now. In this moment and this place that is just right for you to get a well-deserved rest. Now, let's turn to our story. It begins just outside of Kyoto, Japan. As you walk down a wooded path, you begin to hear a unique rustling sound off in the distance.
It's early morning. So early, in fact, that you're the only one walking along this narrow path, winding slowly uphill. You reach an intricate wooden gate and pause for a moment. In front of you, on either side of the path, thousands of bamboo trees stand tall and perfectly straight. As the morning breeze passes by, the bamboo forest lets out a gentle but vibrant rustling sound. You tilt your head backward in awe to admire their imposing appearance. This type of bamboo can grow up to 1 meter a day. From where you're standing, they seem like paintbrushes drawing the clouds. You wonder how old this forest really is, whether it has stopped reaching for the stars or if it's still growing. You step forward, hearing the crunch of dirt beneath your feet, and follow the path inside the forest. Walking amid the soaring trees feels like being in another world, a peaceful world with endless shades of green. Here, it feels natural to slow down, to enjoy simplicity, to feel and not speak. Every time the path curves, new rows of bamboo come into view. Each is slightly different than the next. Yet, looking at the forest as a whole, you feel a strong sense of community. They've grown together while carrying on with their never-ending search for water and light. Now you have reached the heart of the forest. As the wind swirls around you, the bamboo seems to wake up, shivering with excitement. The tall, slender trees sway slowly back and forth. You enjoy their enchanting dance. You close your eyes and for a few seconds soak up the sounds of the forest, the delicate flutter of the leaves and the soft crackle of the bamboo trunks. The sounds appear and disappear as the wind flows in and out. Birds chirp from hidden corners, and tiny critters buzz about with joy. It's a place of extraordinary tranquility. It allows you to relax, rather than feeling like you need to accomplish something. just being here is special enough. As you continue exploring, you notice two tiny human statues, not bigger than your fist, hidden at the foot of a gigantic tree. They are barely visible. Despite their size, their presence feels important. Their heads are round, their mouths are curved in a smile, and their palms are pressed together in a praying position. They could be the protectors of the forest, you think. Not far from the statues, you find a particularly unique bamboo trunk stretched out on the ground. Its colour is different from the others. It reminds you of an old Japanese legend called The Tale of the Bamboo Cutter. It tells of a humble old man who found a baby girl inside of a shining stalk of bamboo. Together with his wife, they raised the child, and she grew into a woman of extraordinary beauty. Many princes, and even the Emperor of Japan, wanted to marry her, but the girl refused. Because every time she watched the sky, she was overcome by sadness. She came to realize that she was not human. She longed to return to her place of origin, the moon. But the emperor, overcome by his enchantment with her, sent his guards to prevent her leave. One night, when the moon was covered by clouds, a carriage manned by luminous beings descended from the sky. She returned to the moon and left the emperor a letter and a small bottle with the elixir of life. Infuriated, the emperor ordered they be burned atop the most sacred mountain, Mount Fuji. You wonder whether this bamboo trunk on the ground has any relation to the special one in the legend. That's something you will probably never know, you think. Spending some time alone with the trees, you have entirely forgotten that this forest is part of a city. There is much more to explore. Smiling, you take a last look around and bid farewell to the bamboo grove. A short walk from the forest, you find a quiet street that looks as if you've stepped back in time. The buildings here are packed in tightly but neatly. They're all made of wood, their roofs thatched, and their facades ornamented with different styles of lattice work. Most buildings look to be asleep. You walk slowly, inspecting them, until you see a shop on the ground floor. In front of its narrow entrance, white curtains wave elegantly in the wind. It's open. Curious, you step inside. The interior feels antique. Through the small windows, the lights are dim, yet pleasant. The smell of burnt incense and old wood permeates through the air. You realize that this shop sells traditional Japanese bamboo flutes. The owner is an old man with thick glasses. He invites you to look around using warm, welcoming gestures. You spend some time admiring the beautiful wind instruments. Having recently listened to the sound of the bamboo forest, you wonder what this bamboo sounds like. As if he read your mind, the owner invites you to pick one of the instruments for a demonstration. You decide on a small flute, painted elegantly in black and red. 7 tiny holes are spread across its length. The old man brings the flute close to his lips and blows inside it continuously. Like the wind moving the trees, his breath begins to vibrate inside the bamboo instrument. A beautiful sound emerges, soft, airy, and smooth. It's unlike the voice of the forest, but the sound of this particular flute is believed to be as unique as that of dragons flying between the heavens and earth, the man tells you. You thank him for sharing his wonderful music and step outside, smiling. At the end of the street, you reach the base of a temple. The stairs leading up to it are covered by red maple leaves. Its massive wooden gate stands wide open, as though inviting you in. Much like the street that brought you to its stairs, the temple is completely deserted. An arrow sign introduces you to an ancient garden. 18 different types of mosses have grown here over 800 years. A thick layer in vibrant green stretches along the base of Japanese cedars and maple trees. Unlike the evergreen bamboo, this garden is welcoming a change of season. Yellow leaves, fiery red ones, and others in mid-transition decorate the darker branches. Fresh ferns and small purple and white flowers also add a splash of colour. The wind playfully invites one of the star-shaped leaves for a dance. The leaf swirls in the air, gracefully, until it reaches the soft blanket of moss. There it lays, completely still, as if it found the most comfortable pillow. You wonder how it would feel if you were to lie down here, on the bed of moss, in the arms of nature. How peaceful your sleep would be in this paradise. With the tips of your fingers, you gently touch the moss. It's soft and damp, with a kiss from the morning dew. Just when you think that you're the only one enjoying this breathtaking garden, you see a snail close to your right shoe. It advances leisurely, but with purpose, which reminds you of the importance of slowing down. There are many lessons that we can learn from nature, you think, if we only open our eyes to them. You leave the snail to its adventure and exit the moss garden, feeling refreshed. Carrying on down the quiet street, you listen to the rhythmic pat of your footsteps in the otherwise empty space. Before you know it, you find yourself in front of a tall, four-legged entryway. The strong wooden pillars support a gently curved roof. Under the rays of the sun, the grey tiles remind you of fish scales. You admire the gate for a second before stepping through. To your left is a water fountain in the shape of a small dragon. It spurts out crystal clear liquid. This is what the locals call a purification fountain. Visitors and worshippers alike can use the water to purify themselves by washing their hands and rinsing their mouths with the sacred water. 5 hand-carved wooden ladles rest on a bamboo platform, ready to be used. You take one of them, fill it with water, and rinse your left hand, then your right. The water is cool to the touch and delightfully refreshing. It sends a pleasant tingle down your spine. You stop to remove your shoes at the entrance of the temple. As you step inside, you feel the traditional rice straw mats through your socks. It's a pleasant massage for your feet. The woven pattern feels delicate, yet firm. All rooms have tatami floors and paper door dividers. Their modest design allows the interior to bathe in sunlight and leaves the temple with a sense of order and cleanliness. You enter a room with large verandas where 2 sliding doors bear a mysterious painting. A grey dragon with powerful eyes that seems to watch everywhere you go. You smile, appreciating that this mighty mythological creature is keeping an eye on you. In Japanese culture, the dragon is considered a guardian. The verandas face a garden with a pond. Compared to all other places you've seen today, the pond looks particularly beautiful. The water is still and clear. The trees and shrubs abutting it look even prettier with their image reflecting off of the pristine water. Directly across the pond stands a towering arrangement of rocks. Although they are carefully placed, they are not simply decorative. They represent a waterfall on the Yellow River in China called the Dragon Gate Falls. According to ancient belief, any carp able to swim upstream of these falls turns into a dragon, a transformation that has come to symbolize enlightenment. In the fading sunshine of the afternoon, you decide to inspect the pond more closely. It's not just a glistening mirror for the surrounding trees. It's filled with koi fish of various sizes and colors. Some are white and others orange, but most have a pattern of both. Because the Japanese word koi is pronounced similarly to the word for affection, these colorful swimmers are often associated with love and friendship. When they notice you standing at the edge of the pond, the koi collect in a semicircle in front of you. Their tails wiggle seemingly in concert, and their eyes gaze upward, hoping to entice you for a snack. But just then, a leaf trails through the wind and lands on the surface of the water, grabbing the attention of the fish, only momentarily, before they disperse throughout the pond. Golden rays coming from the sunset signal that it's time to move on. You still have one thing to see: the moon crossing bridge, which stretches 155 meters above a gushing river. Its poetic name was given by an emperor who was taken aback by the silver oval shining above the wooden bridge while he floated down the river. You walk towards the edge of town, where neatly organized buildings give way to a park, beyond which lies the river and rolling forested hills. As you cross through the park, you can already hear the steady rush of water. The sun falls below the hills, sending a spray of red, orange, and pink into the sky. Though birds quiet their calls and begin to settle in for the night, the sound of the river remains constant. When you step out onto the bridge, it lets out a gentle creak, as if it were welcoming you into its home. You run your hand along a wooden handrail, enjoying the smoothness on your fingertips. You can't see the moon yet, but with the gorgeous autumn foliage in the background, the bridge offers a remarkable view. On one side lies the city of Kyoto, on the other, a dense green forest. From one, you hear the soft rumble of a town preparing for bed. From the other, the rustle of leaves and crickets beginning their nightly chorus. It's a breathtaking contrast. Below you, the sound of water resonates up and out in all directions. In one way, it separates these two worlds. In another way, it ties them together. Each calls to you, as though you have a foot in two different universes. At the end of the bridge, you find a small pier with rental boats promising an enchanting cruise along the river. It's a perfect ending to this day, you think. You board a quaint wooden paddle boat and set off from the river's edge. From your boat, the moon-crossing bridge appears even grander. The sound of paddles moving through the water sends you gliding across the river. The boat moves slowly, but with purpose, just like the snail in the moss garden. You rest your head back and enjoy the picturesque surroundings. The dim shapes of mountains, forest, and homes drift by. The rhythmic paddling motion pushes the boat forward. It floats gracefully down the river, while the wind gently caresses your face. You recognize the faint sound of a bamboo flute dancing across the water, not sure whether it's real or your imagination at play. Just before you give in to the weight of your eyelids, the moon reveals itself from behind a cloud, as though wishing you a good night.